reading from the Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "This is my commandment. Love one another as I have loved you. No greater love than this is to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you servants because a servant does not know what their master is doing. I call you friends because I have told you everything I heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whenever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. This I command you, love one another." Some politicians and those on the corporate ladder jockey for positions of influence in the inner circle. Teens and adults sometimes look to be part of that in-group. Many just look to belong. But today in the Gospel, we hear we are chosen by Jesus to be in his inner circle of friends, not because of what we did, but because of his love for us and what he has done for us. Friends, we are who belong and know what God expects of them, a not-so-simple call to love one another. When you look at the faces of those still searching for loved ones in Nepal or Argentina, you see not just the pain, but the risking of life and limb to find loved ones. Those who recently were freed from in Nigeria, who aren't sure they are safe. The Christians fleeing ISIS. The cities of Baltimore, Ferguson, New York City, and Texas. You wonder how those people hear the gospel today. Is it a consolation as friends and family are gunned down, are treated unjustly? We have been appointed to go and to bear fruit, to proclaim the love of one another. Love means looking at the racial and economic divide in our cities, but even more so, finding ways to bridge it. Love means respect for other cultures and religions, not caricatures. Love is a call to justice, peace, and nonviolence. It calls us to look at how we are when we are angry. Are we seeking justice in the right way or revenge? Do we respect the rights of others? Do we help those in need? Or provide opportunities for growth and development? You and I cannot end the pain and divisions in a day, but we can work in our own spheres of influence and within ourselves to look at the hard questions. How do I love those different from myself? How do I show respect and care and listen to those in need? How do I foster an atmosphere which can move us beyond fears to a unity of loving understanding, even when we disagree? Only then can we truly say we are not servants, but friends of Jesus Christ. May we go forth as he has told us and bear fruit that will remain.